This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Are there limits to what we want to tell the world about where we go on a given day? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Unless you've worked especially hard to disable tracking, it's likely apps on your phone are collecting data about where you are and where you go. Geolocation data is then packaged and sold, and now federal regulators are suing to stop one company from selling information about visits to certain especially sensitive locations, such as reproductive health clinics. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Cachava Inc., which sells geolocation data from mobile devices. The FTC says it wants the company to stop selling and to delete information which can reveal intimate details about people's lives, such as visits to reproductive health clinics, addiction recovery centers, or places of worship. The agency says this location data gives anyone willing to pay access to information that should remain private, including whether someone may have sought out or considered an abortion. A Cachava representative said the company complies with all rules and laws, including those specific to privacy. The company also says it's making changes to its location data offerings to block sensitive information. The lawsuit comes amid heightened scrutiny of online privacy and data collection after the Supreme Court in June ended constitutional protections for abortion. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let us check the numbers. After the terrible Friday and mildly crummy Monday, today's stock index futures are pointing to a turnaround. NASDAQ futures are up 1.2% now. S&P futures up 0.9%. Futures for the Dow up 0.7%. Crude oil is down 1.8%, still above $95 a barrel. Today we'll get a reading on consumer confidence, drawing from fresh surveys this month. For developments in workplace culture, innovation, markets, and the economy, there will be many today. May I recommend my colleague Kai Rizdal's work on Marketplace later today? Today they're set to check in on businesses that got pandemic-era loans slash grants to keep the paychecks flowing to employees. How are those doing? Listen on many public radio stations or from Marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
For lawyers, it's billable hours. For a worker in a truck factory, it might be number of parts welded together per hour. For a chaplain in Minneapolis employed by a company that does hospice services, she has to use software to log 1 point if she visits a person about to die, but a quarter point for ministering to a grieving relative. What the software especially encourages is getting out there to the funeral, 1 3/4 points. These productivity scores could be coming to your job. And since the New York Times reported on this the other day, even more accounts have been coming in. Times investigative reporter Jody Cantor co-authored the piece with her colleague Arya Sundaram under the headline, "The Rise of the Worker Productivity Score." Jody, good to reconnect.
A pleasure to be back with you.
I think many of us knew that Amazon keeps close track of its warehouse workers, fulfillment center workers, but it's not just Amazon you found. There's a growing industry and helping firms keep track of how much time we're banging at the keyboard?
Well, and not only that, but this is migrating upwards into white-collar work. We were frankly kind of shocked to find that therapists are being evaluated for quote-unquote idle time, meaning, you know, how much time they're not clicking at their keyboards. We found people with MBAs who were being paid only for the minutes they were active at the computer. And so they were saying in interviews the kinds of things that lower income workers have been saying for years, that, you know, they feel like they've lost agency, that their jobs are relentless, that they don't have control.
You know, what about the thinking time, where the real high value added stuff that a higher level worker can bring to the job, is that monitored?
Well, so the biggest problem with the software, and listen, a lot of people make the case for it, there may be a real business case for keeping very precise track of your workforce. However, the problem is that the measurements are wrong. I mean, we just heard crazy stories from workers who talked about the disconnect between the reality of what makes somebody great at their job and what these systems measure. You know, if you mentor somebody, that is not necessarily going to be captured by these systems because it doesn't really make a digital impression.
And so even beyond that, some of the systems, you know, these are digital systems. They should be precise. They're not so precise. They don't even get it right.
For example, you know, United Health is a big company, right? They were monitoring therapists and social workers for so-called idle time, meaning if their keyboards were inactive, the idle time would start accumulating, would even affect their pay, their chance at a bonus. However, what some of these social workers and therapists told us is that their idle time was accumulating because they were having sensitive conversations with or about patients. So the systems said they were being idle, when in fact they were doing the most important parts of their jobs.
Now, you allude to this, but let me just get at it straight. I mean, with remote work, fair enough, right? Define and measure success. You don't want the people you're responsible for goofing off. But it sounds like a lot of this has to be a more sophisticated idea of what are you measuring?
Well, we really did hear a lot of stories of cheating with remote work. They were quite extraordinary. There's no doubt that, look, there are derelict people out there in every industry. But as you say, we found that there were also people who were very hard workers who were getting punished by inaccurate software.
Jody Cantor is a New York Times investigative reporter and with Arya Sundaram, co-authored the Times story, The Rise of the Worker Productivity Score. Jody, always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
You can listen to more of this conversation. She mentions one company that's reevaluating its productivity monitoring since that story was published. Go to marketplace.org for the extended version on demand. Checking the 10-year interest rate, the benchmark down a bit this morning, 3.06%. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.